From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A trip to the hospital followed by a trip to jail for an Arcata man Sunday night. 32-year-old John Burton Cole III telling staff at a hospital that a gun he built blew up in his face. At another time, he said he bought the gun on the street. Officers were summoned to the scene. A pat-down was conducted. Police did find a gun in Cole's backpack. He also had a small amount of what officers describe as a controlled substance. He was treated by hospital staff and then booked into the county jail. At a recent Arcata City Council meeting, presiding members voted unanimously to adopt a resolution supporting a declaration of climate emergency. Adopting that resolution solidifies the commitment to a transition away from fossil fuels and a climate emergency mobilization effort to reverse global warming. Also, the city will continue to track and monitor greenhouse gas emissions towards the goal of elimination and continue to educate and inform residents, businesses, and visitors on the issue. The Eureka Truckers Parade, which had been canceled, is back on, apparently, according to First District Supervisor Rex Bone. He made the announcement Monday at Eureka's Carson Park. It will be the 31st Truckers Parade. Details to follow. A suspected drug dealer off the streets after a recent Humboldt County Drug Task Force operation. With the help of the California Highway Patrol, they conducted a traffic stop on the 9,000 block of Highway 299 in Blue Lake. During a multi-week investigation, agents got information that the driver of the vehicle, 44-year-old Robert Hodge Jr., is a main supplier of methamphetamine and heroin to the Hoopa Valley. They received numerous complaints from Hoopa residents about him and his widely known narcotics trafficking. Through their investigation, agents were able to secure a search warrant for Hodge Jr. and his vehicle. During the traffic stop, Hodge Jr. and an associate, 43-year-old Travis Ray White, were both detained without incident. Agents searched Hodge Jr.'s vehicle and found about 1 pound of suspected methamphetamine and about 1 pound and change of raw heroin. Agents also located a loaded handgun with an attached silencer in close proximity to the drugs. They found nearly $8,000 in cash, believed to be profits from illegal narcotic sales, that currency seized to be held pending asset forfeiture proceedings. And still awaiting word on the idea of a woman killed in a big rig crash on Friday. She was driving a 2010 Kenworth semi-truck hauling lumber on a flatbed trailer traveling south on US 101 north of Woodruff Road. For some reason, the Kenworth veered off the west side of the road and over an embankment. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.